are here at the 2018 QCEO Executive Team Network in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. Look who I ran across, Shazia Manis from Advantage Analytics. How are you, Shazia?
I am doing wonderful. Good. What a great energy. Wonderful event.
This is, I mean, you just got out of talking to a packed house in that room right over there, and it was great stuff all on analytics, AI, and there was so many topics in there. I took copious notes and stuff, so I'll do a little report on it later, but well done in there, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It was just quite overwhelming to see folks were standing, so and they were very much, you know, felt the conversation was relevant, so that's all that matters.
It was. I mean, people were taking, I was in the back, and I was in the front, I was watching everything, they were taking notes and stuff, so good job on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we want to start out this interview with the Q's partnership. How's that? What, is it CUNY Mutual Group and Q's partnering, or what? Give me the 411 on that.
Absolutely. So CUNY Mutual Group, Advantage Analytics have been partnering with Q's, and we will be participating in the Q's solution program. So that's essentially Q's have a solution program which connects the Q's members with trusted industry providers of domain offerings. So for Advantage Analytics would be end-to-end capability and tools and technology around digital and data transformation.
Awesome.
So it's a very exciting time for the industry. Mm-hmm. We know it is a problem very hard to solve. It's a complex problem. It needs scale, and credit unions are really looking for. So with what CUNY Mutual Group is doing is standing up this analytics at scale industry utility with Advantage Analytics, we truly feel that we have an opportunity here to help CUES members. So very, very excited.
So in a practical sense, how does it benefit, I guess, Q's initially, but then also kind of both parties, practically.
So obviously, you know, they will be promoting when it comes to data and the digital analytics providers.
Mm-hmm.
So Advantage Analytics will be presented on that front, and then we will have access to the Q's member to come in and present our capability tools, or just provide them the know-how to kind of navigate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a great endpoint for us in order to kind of showcase our unique value proposition, as well as the capability that we bring in as a trusted provider. And CUNY Mutual Group has been in the space for 83 years, so there's a lot of brand credibility as well as respect. So as we are looking to stand up this analytics at scale utility, it's been tremendous response from the market, and this partnership again kind of amplifies that ability.
And this is brand new, right?
Yes, we just announced it this morning at the
General
Session Breakfast.
This is brand new. All right. Same day news. I like that. Hey, second topic. This one gets a little bit more technical here. What are two primary things that leaders can do to prepare their credit unions for success in a VUCA world? And that's an acronym, V-U-C-A, and the acronym stands for Volatile, Uncertain, Complex, and Ambiguous.
Oh, wow.
It's quite a question.
It is.
Shazia. So what are a couple of things here? We don't have to go through the whole gamut, but just one or two things.
First thing is learn. Test to experiment and experiment to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very important that we need to develop a muscle for agility, experimentation, fail fast, fail forward. Mm-hmm. I'm a strong believer of that. And in this new world, which is volatile, complex, ambiguous, and uncertain, no one really has the answer to everything. So how do you know to what is signal, what is noise? And the only way to know that is to try it.
Right,
so learn to experiment and experiment to learn.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing would be data is the fuel. Think about it. Data is the fuel that powers innovation and transformation.
Right, right.
You know, I spoke a little bit even at my session that we've been collecting information for, you know, for the time of Jesus, with sense has been around, right? What we have entered a new world in this digital, connected, unified world where we are datafying those information, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in order to kind of leverage that, you have to be able to kind of build brand ecosystem, which allows connectivity to more value-add utility that consumers are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you can do that is really contextualizing data and digital as one, as opposed to looking at more independently or in a binary linear way.
Right.
So again, learn to experiment, experiment to learn, and use data as a fuel to power innovation would be the two that leaders need to master.
And in there, you created a new verb in there, datafying.
Datafying, so. Yeah, I did. I love it. Yeah, I mean, you really think about it. I mean,
but you have to.
That's how I kind of look at it.
The action of data analytics, right?
Yeah. It, I mean, so. Everything. I mean, you think about it, you know, telematic data, where you are. I mean, sensors are collecting that. My stray thoughts are collected, datafied in Twitter, right? Mm-hmm. My friendships are datafied in Facebook. Mm-hmm. My likings and interest hobbies are datafied in Pinterest. Mm-hmm. So we collected information before, but it was never really datafied or accessible. In the world of digital now, we have that. The reality for many of the credit union industry leaders is to knowing those are all the possibilities, but start with the basic of organizing your data, getting your data house in order, because if you have a good foundation and infrastructure based on strategy, you can always overlay all of those capability as time goes. Mm-hmm. So knowing where you sit in your data maturity is very important.
Indeed, indeed. And so why is this so, speaking of importance, why is this so important right now? Is it just the times we're living in right now and the adjustments that we have to make with the speed of business basically today?
Yeah, I think it's a competitivity issue, right? I mean, that's how you look at it. I mean, if you think about the brands that are really trying to bolt into and leveraging the information in a datafied way are the ones able to provide contextual experiences, the right offer, the right time, the right channel. You cannot do that if you do not have a pulse around that. So it's a competitivity issue in many ways. It's a digital issue because it drives really moving you, looking at your channel orientation from a physical analog world to a digital world where everybody is connected all the time. And the third one is technology. Technology shrinks barriers to entry, and I talked about that quite a bit in this API connected universe. I mean, you don't have to be a bank to have access to the bank customers, right? Or credit union members. You don't have to be. You have third-party developers have ways to bolt into these digital sites. So how, in order, if you don't put data in the center of it, and I think Richard, the opening speaker, talked about it, that don't have 33 initiatives, what are one or two? So I think the culture, the agility, and I really feel the data foundation, if you can anchor around all of your priorities, you really will be able to do all the other stuff, digital, consumer, you know, all the things will come, but you have to kind of focus and have a clear strategy.
Right, and I've heard that AI, we're all in this AI treadmill right now, but it's nothing without the data. You can't use AI, and you address that in your presentation as well. You need to have a wide variety of data in order for all this stuff to work, actually.
That's the foundation. That's the foundation, and because it needs a consistent diet of data, that's the whole thing is. I mean, you can stood up an AI platform, but if you're not feeding in the data, it's not gonna work. Yep. I mean, you think about it, like even 4 or 5 years ago, if you asked Alexa, what is artificial intelligence, it will respond to you saying, let me give you a Wikipedia site. Well, Wikipedia is not the ultimate source of truth for me, but now it is able to show me the right, you know, multiple options on that because it has learned and it has been given much more resources of data. And even like natural language translation, like the Google Translator, all of those things have been around for 20 years and 10 years and 15 years. It's gotten better because you're feeling putting in more data, more variety, more volume. I mean, there's a lot of hype, but you have to be contextualizing where you are within your own respective business. What is the priority? How do you build a good foundation with the data that you already have, which is fragmented? Let's try to kind of get that house in order, build a corpse, and then take on use cases and just kind of crawl, walk, run. You get to that AI at some point. Nobody's really doing it, and most of the applications are advanced analytics anyway. So,
well, I think that's what's daunting for credit unions right now is they think they have to take this great leap with the data, and then but it's very intimidating almost. But I think you brought it down to another level. It's like, hey, you know, that's what you said: crawl, walk, run. It's like, hey, let's start with these small steps first, and then you can start sprinting down the line.
It's a marathon. It's not a sprint, and that's why they call it transformation. It's a journey. Mm-hmm. I mean, even the example Richard showed that how long it took from 2006 to 2018, this Commonwealth Bank study that he was sharing at the conference. You know, you if you have the right strategy and the right focus, it takes time, but you have to be very relentless and taking it on. Yeah. And I think as more conversation like this is happening, we certainly at Advantage Analytics try to lead with strategy and not technology, even though we have technology capability, because we know that if you don't have the strategy foundation pretty solidified,
You'll be all over the place.
And they won't be able to know and consume and sustain it. And we want to be that indispensable partner that is really helping them move along their transformation journey.
Indeed. Oh gosh, Shazia, I could talk about this all day with you because it's so fascinating, and you like, and you make it fascinating as well. So thank you for that.
Absolutely.
And
it's always a pleasure.
Any other final words of wisdom on this topic to wrap up here?
No, I think this is a great opportunity to really, you know, encapsulates the shared learning and networking, mm-hmm. because I feel like anytime I come into these events, and this is one of my favorite one, you
Me
really
too.
Get to network in a very on strategic topics very mm-hmm. openly, and I think it helps each other. So I think this is the fantastic part of our industry model, yep. that so many leaders are able to get in a room, and we're all having our mm-hmm. own challenges, but we can all collectively mm-hmm. Work towards moving the movement forward. So that's why I'm a credit union gal. What can I say? I love the industry, and I love the energy and forums like this.
Well, we're happy to have you. Shazia,
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
Always
much.
A pleasure.